The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
May the word of God be on my mind. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
In 2020, the residents of Ankawa and Karakosh in Iraq formed a soccer league. They wanted to try to bridge a hostile divide between Christian and Muslim residents, because 6 years earlier than 2020, over 100,000 Christians had been driven from their homes by Islamic State terrorists. We call them ISIS. Many of them felt betrayed by their Muslim neighbors. And when they returned, hostilities simmered. Researchers and political scientists wanted to test whether sport could bring people together. And political scientist Salma Musa of Stanford University employed the contact hypothesis, a theory that suggests human contact with enemies can help heal conflict. They formed a league of 51 teams, intentionally mixed with Christians and Muslim players. The contact hypothesis correctly predicted that while they played together, new bonds of camaraderie formed among teams. Residents were less hostile to one another, and people actually enjoyed playing together. But as you might surmise, contact and sports are only the beginning of the process. To heal deep wounds or deep divides takes divine intervention, a process that is still ongoing today, as you know, in the Middle East. The world of Jesus also had their own version of deep ethnic and religious hatred between the Galileans and the people of Sidon. Tyre and Sidon are in the area of Phoenicia, which is not part of the boundary of Israel. They are considered pagans. If there were ever going to be an opportunity to share the gospel, Jesus would need to make the first contact. And who better to reveal the problem and to start the process than a mother from that place? In Matthew chapter 15, Jesus withdraws to a place thick with hatred, resentment, and hope. These are the kind of people that the prophet Isaiah promised would one day become part of God's family. Even before the church decided to welcome Gentiles, in 33 AD, God had already begun integrating non-Jews into His plan. It's one thing to have a plan. It's another to work in a particular region, in a place at a certain time. So why here? Why in this place? Jesus wants to be a part of that plan in His own generation. The people of Tyre and Sidon had a long history. As I said, they were pagans. They were looked down by the people of Jerusalem and of Galilee because they were not Jews. They were idolaters and sworn enemies of the Galileans. Because when the Romans attacked Jerusalem, the people of Tyre took the Jewish people captive and imprisoned them. It was an ancient world equivalent of October 7, 2023 in Israel, yet worse. Who among you here can remember October 7, 2023? What happened? Everybody has no memory. The Hamas took 251 hostages from Gaza, all Jewish hostages. In the day of Jesus, the Phoenicians from Syria and the people from Tyre stockpiled bread that should have been intended for Galilee and prevented the bread from crossing the border. And the leftover bread were fed to their dogs instead of the people. And so when greeted by this mother whose daughter is tormented by a demon, Jesus is silent because He remembers what these people from Phoenicia and Tyre and Sidon did long time ago. They were not able to eat bread because of them. His people, Galileans, were not able to eat bread. And this reaction might seem like a strange response to a cry for help, but silence leaves room for the Spirit to work, to understand the other person's emotions, and to treat the emergency as an opportunity for mercy. The question is, have you been there in that situation? You're in the grocery store and you run into the former co-worker who betrayed you at the office. They're laughing. Maybe they experience it. And what is there to say if when you see this former co-worker who betrayed you? The first reaction is silence. Why would I greet this person? Silence. Jesus uses the silence to feel the weight of their separation. I am from Galilee. You are from Sidon, where we are sworn enemies. Why should I talk to you? Everyone is wrong, actually, both Jews and Gentiles. And this situation illustrates, as St. Paul said in the second reading, that all are disobedient. That's why Jesus says, I am only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That means excluding the lady. But that doesn't excuse what the Phoenicians and the people of Tyre have done with the Galilean bread. Jesus even names it by saying, it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. Essentially calling the woman a dog. The mother responds by naming her own condition. She has been treated like a dog herself by her own people and the Jewish people. Her daughter's condition has left her to beg. Her own people can't or won't help her. And the only person she would have ever thought of turning to is the one that she calls Lord, Son of David. This wise mother knows she's leaning into the character of a king known for humility, mercy, and wisdom. This guy is a son of David. He's like his father David, who is showing humility, mercy, and wisdom. This Jesus fights with love and prayer in the face of jealousy and resentment. Only two other characters in Matthew's Gospel use this title, Lord, Son of David. The blind men in Matthew chapter 9 and chapter 20, and the crowds on Palm Sunday in Matthew chapter 21, when they all cried aloud while Jesus was triumphantly entering Jerusalem, Son of David, Hosanna in the highest. So out of silence, the disciples receive a lesson in the one great skill that most of us lack today, the ability to pay attention to the needs right in front of us. Not every emergency demands immediate action, but emergencies often alert us to deeper problems below the surface. When we stop, let the silence work, and listen deeply, we might learn something and shift our focus on opportunity to heal deep wounds. Jesus becomes so touched by that woman's response that He can't help but say, Oh, woman, great is your faith. Your daughter is healed. She returns home to find her lying in bed and resting. And so we see in today's gospel, brothers and sisters, that the ministry of Jesus spills wonderfully over the bounds that he himself had set. Jesus learned that his ministry is not only confined to the people of Israel, but to all people of God. God sought the reconciliation of the world, as St. Paul says in the second reading today, and in the Paschal mystery of Jesus, this desire of God is expanded to include all of humanity. In the Holy Mass, we join all peoples in giving God homage. As Isaiah foretold, God's house would be for all peoples. The mother's encounter with Jesus in today's gospel gives us an example of faith to look up to and a reminder that no one is excluded from God's love. No one. It is us who want or desire to be excluded. God doesn't desire that. God wants everyone to be included in His offer of salvation. And with the Canaanite woman, we take our place at the Master's table, joining Christ at the feast to be fed as His children, bearing in mind that the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. Amen.